The arts are and always have been a driving economic force in the city, not only in our city, but virtually in cities around the world. Mary Lou Canode of Longmire Sculpture Park recently gave a talk at the University of Missouri St. Louis in their annual What is a City Conference, presented by the Center for the Humanities. The talk was entitled Global Impact of the Arts on the City. She gave some incredible statistics. For example, that the first Venice Biennale in Italy was founded in 1895 specifically to create an art market for contemporary art. Today, Venice has a population of 270,000. During the Biennale, the population swells to 440,000. Not only are the inhabitants given jobs such as pavilion maintenance, marketing, etc., imagine what the visitors spend at hotels on food, on airfare, etc., etc. She went on to give more statistics, such as the impact of the art fair Documenta held in Kassel, Germany every few years. One-third of the visitors are from outside Germany, and the population went in 2009 from just under 200,000 to almost 900,000. Imagine what this does to the economy in Kassel. Last year, our own Regional Arts Commission, in partnership with America for the Arts, the nation's leading nonprofit organization for advancing the arts, published a large booklet entitled Arts and Economic Prosperity. According to the information in the booklet, the arts mean jobs for our citizens. The arts mean sales for local restaurants and shops. The arts mean clients for small businesses that supply everything from printing to painting. The arts mean earnings for hotels from tourists who visit our city to attend art events. And the arts mean revenue for local and state government. Other unbelievable statistics pointed out in the Regional Arts publication are that while the country was steeped in a recession and unemployment almost doubled, it is remarkable that the arts and culture industry in St. Louis experienced growth. The economic impact of the arts in the region is $582.3 million, a 4% increase from 2007 when the survey was last conducted. Very few industries can boast of improved performance during the last 5 years. Equally important, the arts audience remained strong. There were 11.3 million visits to the arts in St. Louis, a slight increase from the 2007 study. That makes the arts audience larger than the Cardinals, Blues, and Rams audience combined. An article on the internet put out by New Wire Investors says that investors may deepen their appreciation for the arts after they realize how much influence artists can have on real estate values. Not many artists can afford the expensive rents of trendy downtown areas of the city, so most live in cheaper areas of the city. When an area is full of artists, it attracts new studios and galleries, restaurants and shops. The energy and culture can change a less than desirable neighborhood into a desirable one with property prices to match. I wholeheartedly agree with Danny Ludeman, CEO of Wells Fargo Advisors in downtown St. Louis, who said, "Any way you look at it, the arts mean business in St. Louis." I'm Nancy Kranzberg.